wondering if we could read a couple of verses, beginning in John chapter 3, verse 16. Well-known scripture, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on him may not perish, but have life eternal. For God has not sent his Son into the world that he may judge the world, but that the world may be saved through him. He that believes on him is not judged, but he that believes not has been already judged, because he has not believed on the name of the only begotten Son of God. I was wondering if we could read another verse, also of some things that Jesus said while he was here. Thinking it's in John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father unless by me. And then another one in John chapter 10. John chapter 10 in verse 9. I am the door. If anyone enter in by me, he shall be saved and shall go in and shall go out and find pasture. The thief comes not, but that he may steal and kill and destroy. I am come that they might have life, might have it abundantly. So my dear friends, I'm sure that you, based on these verses, figure what the common theme for this preaching is going to be. It is life. Everything around us nowadays speaks of death. People are panicking. People are worried. But what's kind of funny is the fact that death itself speaks a gospel message. It speaks elsewhere that the wages of sin is death. And it's a well-known fact, my dear friend, that we will all have to answer to that. Because we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And therefore we will all die. And no matter how far down the centuries you look, there's nobody there, my dear friend, that hasn't died. None but one. And so, my dear friend, I'm not speaking here of death in that sense. And I'm not here to preach death. But I'm here to speak of life and where we can find life and in whom we can find life. And we read it at first here, speaks that God so loved the world. You know, that's everything that he's created. He loved. It speaks of Genesis in chapter 1. It speaks that God created the heavens and the earth. And then on the end of the sixth day, it says in verse 31, the last verse of the chapter, it says, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Everything that God created was good. And when God created man and female, the human race, if you want to put it that way, it was very good. And then the next day, because everything was very good, it didn't need any adding on. It didn't need anything. So on the next day, God rested. You know, and God wants to enjoy that rest with man. And God wants to enjoy that rest with you today. He wants you to find yourself in a world that is created perfectly. That is very good. That is God's plan. From the time that he created this world, was that you, my dear friend, are to enjoy life. And we see that here as he speaks in this parable of being the shepherd. He titles himself as the good shepherd. And I believe that is true, my dear friend. Jesus indeed is the good shepherd. And he speaks here that he has come that we might have life and have it abundantly. You know, there's no limit there on how much life we have or we'll get, but that it's abundantly, it's never-ending life, it's life eternal. And that's what the Lord speaks of here in John 3:16. He speaks of that we will not perish, but have life eternal. Life eternal, eternal life with God as he has planned from the beginning of the foundation of this world. I want you to think about that. And it is actually really sad that sin came in and corrupted all of that. Because that was God's intention, was to share his created world as we know it in perfection with man, with you and with me. But as we read further on, we see that sin came in fairly quickly and that there had to be punishment for sin. And we might say that, they just disobeyed God, but the disobedience had the death penalty with it. And any sin, my dear friend, has the death penalty in God's eyes. Every man has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death. My dear friend, there's no escaping this. We can read all about it in the scriptures. The holy standard that God sets for mankind, we're well beneath it. So there's no hope. There is no hope for us, for me, to find my own salvation. There is no hope. There's nothing that I can do, my dear friend, to gain my own salvation. So all is lost, you might say. Not quite. For it speaks here in John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. God provided himself the perfect sacrifice, which is Jesus. And Jesus came here as a man. And the wonder of it is that he came here to die, and that the world through Jesus will be saved. You know, and that is God's plan. God's plan is to again be in fellowship with man, have the same relationship with man as he intended on the end of the sixth day. God saw it all, and it was very good. And my dear friend, if you take Jesus into your heart today, it will be very good. Building up that relationship with God, accepting that Jesus died on the cross and bore the penalties of your sin. Ah, how wonderful. Jesus himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. See, Jesus himself is life. And no matter how negative things are around us, no matter how worried we might get about medical conditions or COVID rates or whatever, my dear friends, Jesus is here to give life. To give life abundantly. Eternal life. Life that is beyond, you might say, the whole sphere of time. Life when even this world goes, in that sense, there's still life found with Jesus. So my dear friend, I ask you this today. Do you accept Jesus to be your way? When you're on a road, you know where you're going. There's usually no dangers found on a road. Jesus is that road to salvation, you know. The only way. You might say it's a one-way system, my dear friend. The only way to be saved is through Jesus. And you know, there's no deceit found in there. You might say the first sin was disobedience. Well, Jesus is truth. There's no lie found in him there. Everything that he says is true. And in the end, you find life. My dear friend, there's no limit on that life. It's eternal life. And my dear friend, I just pray that you might have a wee glimpse of it today. as you go out, look around you. See all the blessings that God blessed you with. The ability to breathe, ability to talk, to listen, to feel. Those are all gifts from God, and He wants you to enjoy them to the fullest. But my dear friend, what about your soul? What about your heart? Do you have the assurance of life there? Do you know that your future is safe in Jesus' hands? You know, we're speaking of Jesus coming into this world. And Jesus is the one who went into death. The one who died for me. And for my sins and my trespasses. He's the one who went into death for me. The only one. The perfect sacrifice of God. You know, and he died. He was buried. Gone completely out of sight, if you want to put it that way. Big massive stone rolled in front of the grave. But you know, it says in the Bible that death had no grip on him. Death had no claim on him. Why is that? That's because he, Jesus, was blameless. He was without sin, without fail. And so he rose again, you know. And he's now in the heavens. And it speaks here that no one has access to the Father unless through Jesus. And my dear friend, that's why, my dear friend, we're preaching the gospel, because we have it from someone who's alive. And we're speaking of someone who is no longer dead. We preach a raised Christ, a living Christ. And that's why, with assurance, my dear friend, I can tell you that life is found in Jesus. And life is only found in Jesus, no one else. Because no one else, my dear friend, has overcome death. That's why, my dear friend, Jesus has not come into the world to judge it. But that everyone, it says here, the world, it's everyone, it's every person, it's you and me, may be saved through him. And my dear friend, that is my appeal to you today. Are you accepting Jesus into your heart? Are you accepting Jesus into your life? And my dear friend, the result of that is eternal life. And don't turn that down, my dear friend. Life that is only found in Jesus. A life that God had in mind when he created the world, and when he created you and me, and when he created the first man, if you want to put it that way. He never, never intended death to be there. God always wanted life, and God speaks life, and God speaks of love. And so I appeal to you, my dear friend, are you going to go that way with Jesus? Reach out for that life, my dear friend. Don't live in this world that's going to fade and that is overrun by tragedy after tragedy by tragedy, where death is all around us. Reach out for that life that God has provided, the blessed Savior, Jesus Christ. May God bless the word.